You mentioned earlier that Emma had liked sweets. Did she feel deprived at all as she was growing up?
She did, because she couldn't have the sweets that she liked. But we did find sweets in Boots that was especially for people with diabetes, and they weren't quite the same, but they were acceptable. So we would buy her lots of those and put them on the shelf, in her shelf, in the pantry in the beginning, and didn't really want Sarah to be having sweets in front of Emma, because that wasn't fair. And at that time, it seemed to be all about Emma, and didn't really think about Sarah in the very early days, and would say to her, "No, you can't have this because it's not fair on Emma." Well, really, it was also not fair on Sarah. And she did get a little resentful of this. And I remember them having an argument one day, and Emma was at the bottom of the stairs, and Sarah was storming up, shouting at Emma. And her last shot before she went into the bedroom and slammed the door was, "I'm glad you can't have chocolate."
Would you have any advice to offer to parents who have one child with diabetes and other children without?
Yes, I think it's important to remember it's not all about the child with diabetes. Because Sarah being, she was 2 years younger, I think in the early days I should have thought about her and her feelings a little bit more, because it became all about Emma and what Emma could have, what we could do for Emma. We would buy special sweets for Emma, we would get special food, we would make her cakes for her, and try and not really allow Sarah to have sweets in front of Emma because it wasn't fair on Emma. But looking back, I think I was very unfair to Sarah, and I should have remembered that I had more than one child at that time, and I should have made a bit more fuss of her. And my mother was the same. We spoilt Emma very much and made a very big thing about it right at the beginning, and didn't think so much about Sarah's feelings.